We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio. Here's Nick Baugh.
And with that, we say hello and welcome in to another edition of Game Time here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. And when you hear the Digital Underground, you know what time it is. It is it's almost time for the mailbag. Okay. 1 hour from now, make sure you get your questions in. Corey, 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, doesn't matter. I will answer all the questions. I'm excited, man. I'm fired up. I got a bunch of stuff that I just me likey a lot of the stuff we're getting into today, you know? A bunch of crunch of stuff that me likey, okay? But you know, it's kind of a weird time of year where, like, so every single day when I get ready to do the show, I have one prevailing thought. Talk Nebraska football, talk Nebraska football, talk Nebraska football, talk Nebraska, you know, like, there's just this, you gotta, that's what 99% of my audience wants to talk about. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of July, in the middle of, like, it doesn't matter. And the hard part about right now, this is like, it's a really interesting time because, you know, season's been done for a few weeks. You know, you got this early signing period. I'm not a huge recruiting guy, but you obviously want to talk about it. And I was kind of bouncing around, reading some different things, and I stumbled on this. So, USA Today, Paul Meyerberg, he put out his top 10 2019 Heisman candidates. And there is a certain someone by the name of Adrian Martinez on the list. He is he's seventh on the list. And, you know, the list is kind of, you know, it's who, you know, Tua, Dwayne Haskins, Trevor Lawrence, Jonathan Taylor, ETN out of Clemson, the running back. I love it. At six, he put Georgia starting quarterback. Then, you know, Herbert from quarterback Oregon, Rondale Moore, Mackenzie Milton. So I see that, and, you know, what's my take? Well, here's my take. It's a kind of two-pronged. Am I surprised to see Martinez on this list or disagree with him being on this list? No, absolutely not. Martinez's talent, undeniable. It jumps off the screen. It jumps off the field. I mean, he's big time. I mean, how long did it take? I mean, was that long touchdown run against Colorado? That was in the first quarter, right? I think it was in the first quarter.
That was the first touchdown of the season.
First touchdown of the season, I think it was in the first quarter. I mean, it's like, well, I mean, it took all of, you know, half a quarter to be like, whoa. He's big time, you know? And he's in a system that will give him opportunities to flourish and make plays. So am I surprised to see him on the list? No. I've said from about the, gosh, third, fourth, fifth game of the season, that I truthfully could look in the eye and say that kid one day is going to be a Heisman contender, a Heisman candidate. Well, I mean, it could be as soon as next year. But that isn't my main takeaway. My main takeaway is instead of listing off the names of the players again, I'm going to list a handful of the schools that are represented. Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, Wisconsin, Oregon, Central Florida. What's kind of the one common denominator with all those teams? Those teams are really good, right? Those teams, like, a lot of those teams are like college football playoff contenders, conference champion contenders, 9, 10, 11 win teams that we're talking about. And then there is Nebraska with Martinez, obviously. 4-win Nebraska heading into 2019. And so I was looking at the list and thinking about the list. And for Martinez to legitimately be on this list and everybody go, yep, you know what? You know what needs to happen? Nebraska has to win. And to me, when I think about everybody, you know, one of the questions I feel like I've had, you know, the token media question, like, you know, what's the next step for Adrian Martinez? You know what the next step is for Adrian Martinez? Winning. The next step for Martinez, that's the next step. I think about all that he does that would need to translate to winning. And I know, football, ultimate team sport, all that. You know, Martinez can't play defense. He can't kick. He can't tackle. But still, quarterback is kind of that, it's that kind of position, right? We love to just think about wins and losses with certain quarterbacks. And here's the thing. We all know that Adrian Martinez is going to be a stat machine. I mean, his numbers were great this year. I mean, he was, what, 16th in the country in total offense per game? I mean, those numbers, they're not going the other way. They're only going to continue to grow. And so for me, I go, can all his talents and all his stats translate to winning? That is the next step for Adrian Martinez. Can he make the runs? Yeah. Can he make the throws? Yeah. I'm not questioning those things. Can he impact winning? A few weeks ago, when Adrian Martinez wasn't voted all conference quarterback, I wasn't up in arms over it necessarily, because at the end of the day, Nebraska won 4 games. And one of the wins was Bethune-Cookman. I'm a to the victor go the spoils kind of guy. I am. And for me to put you, you know, first, second team all conference quarterback, you got to win more than 3 conference games. You just do. Now, like Stanley Morgan, because receiver's a little bit different. You know, like receiver's just a little bit different kind of a position. But for quarterback, you got to win more than 3 conference games. And listen, y'all know me. I love Adrian Martinez. Love the guy. But because I like the guy so much, I want to hold him to a super high standard. I don't want to lower the bar for him. And to me, when I look at that Heisman list and read that story, my main thought was, for Martinez to stay in that company, Nebraska has to win and win pretty big. And that is the challenge that Martinez faces. The next step in his quest to be the best quarterback he can be. Can his incredible physical talents and jaw-dropping stats translate to winning? That is it. That's it. Martinez has the talent to win the Heisman Trophy. Does Martinez have the overall impact to win big? I think I know the answer to that question, and I can't wait to see this all play out. That's the, you know, because we talk about the quarterback spot just having that, you know, the unbelievable impact on others, and all, like that's the next step. That is the next logical step for him to me. So, you know, in the story here, this is what Paul Meyerberg wrote about Adrian Martinez. He said, Here's a name to watch coming out of the Big Ten as the latest Scott Frost quarterbacking pupil to put up crooked numbers and set school records at the helm of a high-powered offense. As a true freshman in 2018, Martinez threw for 2,617 yards with 17 touchdowns with another 629 rushing yards despite missing all of one game and being physically limited in several others with a knee injury. As seen during his coaching career, Frost quarterbacks explode as second-year starters. Martinez will be no exception. I have no doubt that he is going to continue to explode, continue to grow. Can Nebraska win? That's that next layer, next step. Because that, to me, when I was looking at all those, I mean, it's Bama, Ohio State, Clemson. It's a lot of those teams. Well, they went. You know, the three dudes that were sitting in New York for on Saturday night for the Heisman, you know, I mean, those three teams win. They all won their conference. A lot of guys that have the physical tools. How many guys can really, really impact winning? I think he can do it. And I think it's going to be fun to watch that whole thing. I mean, it's just it is so exciting to think about. You just forget, like, you know, what Paul Meyer just wrote about, that, like, first of all, Adrian Martinez was coming off that shoulder injury. I think for a lot of people, they felt like that shoulder necessarily wasn't 100% going into the year. That's number one. He hadn't played in a game for over a year. That's number two. Number three, he hurts his knee in the first game of the season. So who knows if he was ever fully 100% for the rest of the year? I kind of doubt he ever was. I mean, he missed the entire Troy game. He only played the first half of the Michigan game. You could tell in even maybe games like Wisconsin that he didn't maybe have the quite the same pop. So there are ways you can kind of frame this thing to make you feel like, man, this guy might take a massive step next year. Not to mention the enormous steps that some of the quarterbacks under Scott Frost's tutelage have made. Mackenzie Milton, Mariota, those guys that pop. So again, got no doubt that I think things are gonna progress in the right way. No doubt about it. 402-951-1620. All right, we got a money show set up for you today. Absolutely great. So again, mailbag coming up at 12 o'clock. Make sure you get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Best email questions going to win some food to Oscars. Eric at home, going to stop by in the next about 15 minutes, talk a little NFL wild weekend. And then Greg McDermott, head coach, Creighton Blue Jays. He's going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour. Curious what his thoughts are on the Nebraska game after having watched the film again. Lots to talk about with Coach Matt. Then tons of room for you. You can email the 4 Points Federal Credit Union Zone Inbox, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh. Up and running on a Wednesday game time.